Comparing the current state of our country to Rome before the fall of its empire might sound a bit far-fetched. Or to paraphrase Randy Newman and his song, A Few Words in Defense of Our Country, you could argue things were definitely worse in the final years of Imperial Rome.
Take the Caesars, for example. While the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sister, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. One of them appointed his own horse to be consul of the empire. That's like vice president or something. That's not a very good example right now, is it?
Okay, we don't have a horse as vice president, but we do have a ruler who tweets while a lot of things seem to be burning. So let's see if there are any legit comparisons to be made here. Barry Strauss is an expert in all things Roman. He teaches classical history at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. His latest book is 10 Caesars, Roman Emperors from Augustus to Constantine. When I'm trying to compare Roman emperors to Donald Trump, Barry, the first one that springs to mind is Nero, who fiddled while Rome burned. I'm not the only one who's made this kind of easy comparison. How apt is it? Right. And do you as an expert see similarities?
Well, there are some similarities. Nero and Donald Trump would agree that politics is showbiz. After all, Trump had a successful career in showbiz before going into politics on The Apprentice. And likewise, another thing they have in common is that they're both builders. Nero wanted to rebuild Rome, and Trump, of course, had a reputation as a builder before going into politics. You know, the funny thing about Nero is that for all the bad reputation that his personal life deservedly gets, he gave Rome pretty good government. He gave Rome a period of peace and prosperity. If we want to point to some things that he did that were not good, the way he treated the provinces, let's say the allies, in the case of Trump, under Nero and under the governors who mistreated the provinces. I think there are other emperors who Trump should also be compared to. I don't think that Nero is the only analogy.
Which emperor do you think is closest to Donald Trump?
So one is Augustus, because Augustus was a genius at branding. As you know, his name wasn't Augustus. He was born Gaius Octavius. Then he was adopted by his great uncle Julius Caesar, and he became Gaius Julius Caesar. And some people called him Octavian. And then finally, he took the name Augustus, which means reverend. So that's a sign of his branding. Also, he had a slogan, the Republic has been restored. Now, the one thing that Augustus did not do is restore the Republic. He turned the Republic into an empire, but this was his slogan. Likewise, Donald Trump has a slogan, make America great again. And I think both men would have agreed that slogans are tremendously important.
Well, talk about branding. I mean, he got a month named after him. Maybe not while
he got a month named after him. Other emperors wanted to have a month. Nero wanted a month too, but it didn't stick, fortunately.
There was never a female emperor or ruler of Rome, was there?
No, there never was.
But can you think of any parallels in ancient Rome for somebody like Nancy Pelosi?
Yes. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, on the one hand, is a power broker and she knows how to play hardball. And there are quite a few imperial women who are like that. Probably the most famous is Livia, who was the wife of Augustus and the mother of the second emperor, Tiberius, and certainly played a role in Tiberius's accession to the throne. She was an emancipated woman legally, immensely wealthy, dedicated buildings in her own name, very powerful and very much knew how to work behind the scenes. When she dealt with her husband, Augustus, to whom she was an important advisor, she took notes and she kept letters from Augustus. And later on, when her son Tiberius was emperor, she would pull out these letters and say, look, this is the way it's supposed to be done. Mm. So she was taking notes. She was very careful.
And how about somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, well, like Nero, she's a showbiz natural. And I think she does an incredible job of putting herself out there and developing a following. But she's not an emperor yet. At this point in her career, she seems to me more like a figure from the late Republic than from the Roman Empire. To her admirers, she's a people's tribune, like the Gracchi, who opposed the wealthy on behalf of the poor of the Republic. To her detractors, I suppose she's a revolutionary, like Catiline, who led an armed rebellion against the Republic. But she'll be one that we really want to watch in the years to come.
I'm guessing, you know, most modern leaders don't look up kind of leadership and psychological profiles of the Caesars, though, kind of as models for their own leadership. So do these parallels simply suggest that maybe modern leaders, not to mention citizens, don't learn a lot from these Roman leaders, have not learned a lot?
It depends what you're asking there. If you're saying that modern leaders have failed to learn the lessons of history, I would say, yeah, absolutely. I think they've failed to learn the lessons of history, or they could benefit from looking at the lessons of history again. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, no, I think it's true. I mean, I think we can't study history enough. It's not, you know, history doesn't lay down the law. History isn't an iron rule of what's going to happen. But it does suggest some lessons and some parallels that we ignore at our peril. And I think particularly as Americans, we love novelty. We love things that are new. And we don't want to look at the past. We're always looking forward to the future. But the future is rooted in the past, and human experience is very old, which is why I think we need to look back at people like the Romans.
Well, SPQR, we'll leave it on brand, so to speak. Barry Strauss, professor of history and classics at Cornell University. His new book is 10 Caesars, Roman Emperors from Augustus to Constantine. Barry, thanks very much.
You're welcome.